Good morning, church. Good morning, everyone. It's a great pleasure for me to be here this morning and see all your faces today. I'd like to welcome our YouTube fellows who are watching us from our YouTube channel, and I hope the blessing of the Lord will be with all of us today. So I am delighted to introduce the fellows who are helping us with the platform today. And scripture reading is going to be leading by Ado Aining. Special music, Second Advent, Lord Prayer, Sermon, Benediction, Pastor Ken Corcoran. Special music, Don and Angie Horder. In a call to worship today, I'll be reading Psalm 82, verses 6 to 8 in the New King James Version. The title is Plea for Justice, Psalm of Asaph. I said, "You are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. But you shall die like a man, and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for you shall inherit all the nations." My name is Edmar Rodriguez, and I wish to all of you a blessing worship day. So let's pray. Dear Lord and Heavenly Father, I'd like to thank you for this week, for the guidance, for the blessings, to be alive. We recognize that we are our creator and creator of the whole universe, and that is the reason that we are here worshiping you in the day you separate us to worship you. I'd like to ask you forgiveness for all the sins we have committed throughout the week and our transgressions. Pour out your Holy Spirit over your people now. Help us to clean our heart and mind and separate this time to hear your word from your throne of grace. Bless each one of us today. In the name of Jesus, we ask you, amen.
Sit you all arise now for our opening hymn, hymn number 109, Marvelous Grace.
Our love in Lord, grace that exceeds our sin. The scripture reading today is Matthew 8:3.
1 to 3.
Okay, go for it. When he was come down from the mountain, great multitude followed him, and behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou can make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched them, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleaned.
Amen. Now is the time for us, for each one of us, to open our heart to God, to receive His word. And before that, I'm going to invite all of you to sing, you know, whisper of prayer. And after that, Pastor Corcum will lead us with a word of prayer. And feel free to kneel before the Lord.
Invite you, where possible, to kneel in prayer. Here we are, Lord, gathered together in fellowship and worship. We claim the promise that if we set one day aside in seven, that the remaining six will accomplish more than if we'd spent all 7 days focused on ourselves. And we have experienced that is true, because we are spiritual as well as social and physical and mental and emotional and relational. That's so important for us to have a good, solid spiritual meal on Sabbath. It balances us out. It gives us a sense of fulfillment and contentment in our life. And so here we are worshiping you, because you're our God, you're our Creator, and you desire for us to come into your presence. You want to fellowship with us, and we invite you here on this special day when three individuals will give their testimony, witness, and they'll be in joy in heaven with the baptism that takes place. And may it be a high day in our own lives, recognizing that Jesus is still alive and the Holy Spirit is still working on the hearts of people around us. The evil one has not gained. We may think we're the only one left that loves you, but like in the time of Elijah, you said, hey, wait a minute, I have 7,000 that have not bowed the knee to Baal. May we recognize our God is still working, the probation is still open, but how much longer? We don't know. So may we faithfully every day live for you. And in this time of worship, we come with all the experience of this last week. Some of us are heavy-hearted, some are joyful, and we ask that each one will be ministered to. We've asked that you would watch over all those of our loved ones and the church members who may be going through challenging times. There are some that are facing cancer. Other tests are coming up. We ask you to be with Dave today, that you be with Glenn and his wife, that you watch over a little Quadro, that he'll continue to heal. We thank you, Lord. We thank you that we have the privilege of serving you, and when there are the down times and even going to rest, like Job, we'll say, I still trust you. And we ask you to be with our congregation, you be with our great nation, the nations of the world that are angry and looking for solutions. Lord, you are the solution. And may we be channels to encourage people to hope in you. For you are returning. There will be a new heaven and a new earth. All this will be done away. So thank you, Lord, for coming to our midst today. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
This is another new song. I want to say the words just so make sure you hear them clearly. Today is a very special day. We're here for baptisms, and we have so many things to be counting our blessings for. It was like it was yesterday. I was praying for a miracle, scared to have a little hope, and now looking back today, seeing all the things you've done, I can't even add them up. Okay, so I hope you are blessed by this.
It's like it was yesterday, I was praying for a miracle, scared to have a little hope. Now looking back today, seeing all the things you've done, I can't even add them up. 1, 2, 3, up to infinity. I'd run out of numbers before I could thank you for everything. God, I'm still counting my blessings, all that you've done in my life. The more that I look in the details, the more of your goodness I find. Father, on this side of heaven, I know that I'll run out of time, but I will keep counting my blessings, knowing I can't count that high. And I know the seasons never last forever, so God, I will remember all of the reasons my heart has to be grateful. All the times you were faithful to me. God, I'm still counting my blessings, all that you've done in my life. The more that I look in the details, the more of your goodness I find. Father, on this side of heaven, I know that I'll run out of time, but I will keep counting my blessings, knowing I can't count that high. 1, 2, 3, up to infinity. I'd
run out of numbers before I could thank you for everything. God, I'm still counting my blessings, all that you've done in my life. The more that I look in the details, the more of your goodness I find. Father, on this side of heaven, I know that I'll run out of time, but I will keep counting my blessings, knowing I can't count that high. I will keep counting my blessings, knowing I can't count that high.
So today, there are some Bible texts that seem to really encourage you. And one such text for me is John 6:37, where Jesus says, "All who come to me, I will in no wise cast out." No conditions, no pre-obligations. You come as you are, with all the baggage, with all the memories, with all the pain. All who come to me, what does it say about Jesus? I'll not cast you out. Isn't that good news? I'll not cast you out. I'll not say you're not good enough. You haven't done enough. If you come to me, Jesus says, I'll not cast you out. That's a beautiful thought. To me, it's encouraging. Today, we're going to look at quickly seven ways in which Jesus says, I am willing, be clean. Because there's some here today who feel that they are not clean. And the first is, Jesus says to that leper that came to him in the scripture reading, Jesus has finished the Sermon on the Mount. He comes down off the mountain, and there's a leper who is to cry out, unclean, unclean. And the leper says to Jesus, if you are willing, you can make me what? Clean. How does Jesus respond? He responds in two ways. First of all, he touches him. Can you imagine? A leper hasn't been touched in years. And Jesus touches him and he says, I am willing, be clean. So the first area of cleaning today for each of us is, I am willing to be clean from the labels others have placed on you. I am clean from the labels others have placed on you. This leper was to say, I'm clean. That's a label others put on him. And Jesus says, be clean. I'm not sure just what it might be in your life, what label you might have placed on you. But Jesus says, you are clean. Some may say, oh, I'm too fat, I'm too dumb, I'm too ugly, I'm too stupid, I'm too old, I've been abused. Jesus says, you are my son and daughter. You are mine regardless of the label others or yourself put on you. I am willing for you to be clean. I'm willing to be clean. Be baptized and wash away your sins. In Acts 22, Paul on his way to Damascus is confronted by Jesus. He's told to go into the city and wait there, and Ananias was told to go and to speak to him and take him off his blindness. And when Ananias comes in, he says this, and now why are you waiting? Arise, Paul, and be baptized. I mean, he was up in the Sanhedrin, Pharisee, a religious leader, top in the ranks. Arise and be baptized and wash away your sins. So Jesus says, I'm willing. Be clean. Wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord. I'm willing, be clean. Be clean from the consequences of sin of the past. In Mark chapter 2, there's the story of some friends who saw this paralytic who was really helpless and hopeless, and they picked him up and they take him to Peter's house where Jesus was. They couldn't get into the house. They had to actually go up on the roof and take off the roof, and they let the man down. And they expected Jesus to say, because he's healed people in the past, "I'm willing, be clean and clear and be restored to health." But he didn't. Jesus says, "Your sins are forgiven you." Sometimes it is more important to hear that word than to be restored to health. You want your sins to be forgiven. So Jesus says, "I'm willing, be clean. Be clean from the consequences of your sins." Number four, "I'm willing, be clean. Be clean from the painful memories that you have of the past." That story goes back to John chapter 4, where Jesus comes to the woman at the well. And when he comes to the woman at the well, they start a dialogue. Jesus asks for some water, and she says, "Where you, being a Jew, ask me for water?" And the dialogue goes on until Jesus penetrates and says, "Go call your husband." She says, "I have no husband." He says, "You're right. You're right. You've had five husbands and you're living common law now." And the woman steps back. "You know all my memories?" He says, "I do." And recognizing that he is the Messiah because he knows it all, she goes to tell others about the one she has found, the Messiah. She leaves her water pot. Why? Because she heard those words, "I am willing to be clean of all those memories in my life that haunt me, that are there to daily remind me of decisions that I have made, what I've gone through in my life." And Jesus says to you that have painful memories this morning, "I am willing, be clean." Number five, "I'm willing, be clean of my guilt and my shame." You've been caught. That story is based upon John chapter 8, where a woman was dragged before Jesus when he was in the temple. And they shamed her, they accused her, they were really just ready to stone her. And she thought that death was coming, because "I've been exposed. I'm guilty, I'm shamed." But Jesus says, "I'm willing, be clean." If there's anyone here this morning who senses guilt and shame, Jesus knelt down and wrote in the sand, "Where are your accusers?" "There's none, Lord." Jesus says, "Neither do I accuse you. Go and sin no more." The mercy of Jesus when we are caught, his compassion toward us when we fall and make terrible mistakes, when there's shame and guilt in our life, Jesus says, "I'm willing, be clean." What a message of comfort and encouragement to you and to me. Number six, there are some here today who need to hear the words of Jesus, "I'm willing to be clean," from feelings that you don't belong. And I would say in this congregation, there may be more that feel that. You're not in your culture here. You're away from home and friends. It's so easy at the workplace, in the church, and others to say, I'm trying to fit, but I'm having difficulty. And you're feeling you don't belong. And there's a story in the Bible that addresses that in Acts chapter 10. Peter is waiting for dinner. He goes upstairs and he has a vision. And in that vision, there's a sheet that's let down. And there are all kinds of animals and birds in it. And a voice comes to him and says, "Peter, rise and eat." Peter says, "Not so, Lord. I don't eat anything common or unclean." And then he's told, "What God has cleansed, don't call common or unclean." He wrestled with the meaning of that word, but he soon found out. There were three that came from Cornelius, and the Holy Spirit told him to go. And before Cornelius, he says,
You know how unlawful it is for a Jewish man to be company with one who is of another nation. But God has shown me that I should not call any man common or unclean. It may be someone here this morning that feels they don't fit. They're an outsider, not part of the accepted group. You don't belong, and you wrestle with your identity. Jesus says, there is no one that's common or unclean in my sight. You are all part of my family. I am willing to be clean. The number 7, I am willing to be clean, Jesus says, from your failures since baptism. Oh, maybe that's new to some of us. Yes, that's what he says in John chapter 13. Jesus said, he who is bathed or baptized needs only to wash his feet, but is completely clean. And you are all clean, but not all of you. But you are clean, but not all of you. You see, Jesus instituted not only the Lord's Supper, but instituted that experience of the foot washing pre-taking part of the emblems. Those that are baptized, when they slip, miss the mark, or even choose to do wrong, how do they respond? I was baptized. I chose to love Jesus. Maybe I should be rebaptized. Or I'll just ignore that. Jesus loves me. No, Jesus says there's a special service. Every time you have communion service, every time you kneel to wash feet, you are washing away symbolically all that you have missed the mark, all that has happened since the last time when you were baptized. So Jesus says, I'm willing, be clean. There will be times we miss the mark. We choose to fall off the road in our walk with Jesus. What do we do? Jesus says, if you have been washed in baptism, the foot washing service at the communion service is the opportunity for you to become clean again. It is confession time, time to make things right. Jesus says, I'm willing, be clean. So there are 7 possibilities, and I'm sure it comes home to someone here today. In the story of the leper coming down who is unclean, Jesus says, I'm willing to be clean from the labels others have placed on you. In the story of Paul, Ananias says to him, Jesus is willing to be clean. Be clean and be baptized and wash away your sins. To the paralytic, look down through the roof on Mark chapter 2. I'm willing to be clean from the consequences of your sins. To the woman at the well who didn't fit, had terrible memories, he said, I'm willing, be clean from your painful memories. To the woman pulled from adultery to the presence of Jesus in the temple, Jesus says to you, I'm willing, be clean from the guilt and shame that you are experiencing. To Cornelius, who is on an outside, he says, I'm willing, be clean from the feeling that you're an outsider, for you do belong, you are my child. And to those that have been baptized and missed the mark, and we all have missed the mark, Jesus, I'm willing to be clean from the failure since your baptism by participating in the communion service. Baptism by immersion honors the death, burial, resurrection of Jesus. Baptism is a symbolic service of washing away my sins. Baptism says I am washing away the past and beginning a new life in Jesus. Baptism is the entrance into the fellowship of believers. Today we want to welcome those into the family of God who are making that important decision in their life. Loving Father, what a privilege today to know the touch of Jesus, the word of Jesus makes us clean. Whatever is on our hearts that is haunting us, speaking to us today, we ask that we will come to Jesus, who has promised to not cast any one of us out, and wants to say, I am willing, be clean.
The pastor asked me to say a few words. The writer is Kirk Kaiser, and he wrote the song in 1970. Now I see my wife back there, because it was in 1970 when I asked her to marry me. And it was a year later that we got married. And looking back, that's now 61 years being together, 55 years married. And the reason why I said that was because the song here is about us asking God to do something for us. Lord, bring back. Lord, take away. Lord, refill me. Finally, Lord, make me. And if I can just step back just a little bit, because it's important, we ask Lord to fill us, to fill me. But I should have read the next word too, because it says, fill me now. And in our marriage life, there are things that we had planned out that vanished somewhere along the line. And we look back and we say, where did the time go? It looked like we just turned around and we are what we are. And when I look at this and I say, Lord, refill me, don't hesitate. It's now. Because somewhere down the road, something may come in to take its place. And this song, then, the rest of it will tell us exactly what's going on with the song.
When in the spring the flowers are blooming bright and fair, after the winter, winter's gone, once again the lark begins his tuning back in the meadows of my home.
May I warm and tender be again.
Shall we stand as we close our service today? Lord, we're told that there is joy in heaven when there's fruits of the ministry of Jesus. He's alive and well, and hearts are still touched. Today our hearts have been warmed as in tune with heaven, and we want to thank you for John, Yvonne, and Cleopatra and the decisions they have made, and as they begin their journey, may the Holy Spirit be very close to them and guide them, and may the word be a light unto their path. Thank you for being with us today. In Jesus' name, amen.